This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
By the way, I wasn't as outraged as a lot of people were about the result of Inter Miami losing 4-0. And I didn't think it deserved any think pieces by MLS fans or soccer fans in general about, you know, the state of the MLS. I mean, the game ended how it was supposed to end. The best team in the world outclassed an MLS team. Yeah, pretty much what everybody should have been expecting.
Understood, but I don't consider it to be a typical MLS team because they have Leo Messi. So I thought, you know, in a situation of, you know, LeBron added to whatever, EuroLeague team is not even a good example anymore, but I just expected something other than being completely and utterly destroyed by PSG. But I showed you a text that I had to Whittingham during the game because I had never watched PSG before. I'm like, are they playing with 18 guys out there? Like, I couldn't believe Inter Miami couldn't breathe. When Inter Miami touched the ball, they couldn't breathe. And it looked like, I mean, it really looked like professionals versus peewee for some of the game out there. Like, it was remarkable how fast PSG was versus what Inter Miami was doing out there.
I saw y'all's text thread and just thinking about kind of what Solano was telling us, like, these are the world's best soccer players ever that's been doing this for hundreds of years in their country. And we threw together a little league over here thinking we're going to catch up with them in 8 years. It seemed unfathomable.
Well, it's interesting because do you say, hey, the fact that Inter Miami actually made it out of the first group, is that kind of significant where you say, look, they're not as bad as people say? Or, and by the way, they didn't have to end up playing PSG. It's because they gave up those rotten two goals in the last 20 minutes. Who was that against?
Palmeiras.
They were up 2-0, 20 minutes left. You know, had they won that game instead of drew, they wouldn't have played PSG and it wouldn't have been as embarrassing, I think, for MLS as a whole, what happened.
For sure. They would have had a much better path, by the way, to get through, but they would have played Botafogo in the first round here in the knockout stages. I don't know if they beat Botafogo, who's the champions of Brazil last year, but they definitely have a better chance to beat them than the champions of the Champions League. I mean, PSG, we talked about it on Friday, man. Like, PSG genuinely plays with an unbelievable pace. All of their players are young and insanely fast and athletic. Every single one.
Remarkable. Crowder, I'm telling you, it was, because again, I don't know anything about soccer. It was so evident. I mean, it was remarkable what I was watching out there. I couldn't believe it. I felt claustrophobic and I didn't have the ball. I can't even imagine how those Inter Miami players felt.
And Inter Miami plays at a tremendously slow pace because, you know, they're all 155 years old, so they can't play. And you know, Hawk, no joke, I saw people ripping Mascherano, the manager of Inter Miami, the style that they played with, and why would they just defend? And if they would have, if Inter Miami would have came out and right, they would have tried to play an attack minded game, yeah, and try to get Messi in space early, they would have allowed, I'm not kidding, 10 to 15 goals on him. Yep. PSG just showed you how much respect they have for Leo Messi in the second half by kind of just touching and playing a possession game. They could have scored 8-9 goals on Inter Miami in the second half if they wanted. If they really wanted to.
Yeah.
It's a different Hawk and Crowder. It doesn't take 5-10 years and then a ton of money to boost up an MLS league and one team to go compete against the giants of Europe. Like, it's not that simple. I saw people saying that maybe now the MLS will open up the cap, and like, sure, open up the cap, but you're talking about decades and decades and decades of putting money into infrastructure in Europe to literally build up young players through youth academies, a culture of building players. And you're going to, in 10 years, and Leo Messi is going to change that, and you're going to go beat a team like this? Like, it's just, it's insane what people were trying to do here by turning this game into something bigger than what it was. Inter Miami getting out of the group was the big win here. Period. End of story.
I watched something about that, like the soccer academies and the baseball academies and, you know, in the Hispanic country, like DR and all them. And it's like, you know, we play around where, okay, you know, have something to fall back on. Let's go to college, get that degree, and, you know, maybe you'll make it to the league one day. Them boys go and play soccer and baseball all day long, go to sleep watching baseball, wake up playing baseball and soccer. Like, they've been doing, like you're saying, Solana, for decades. I think it was a 30 for 30 or something I watched the other day.
Still what, nothing, Hawk?
Go to school, kids. Don't listen to what I say. Go to school, get your education. I left early.
70th minute, 1-0.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.